Shush No Gossip. Audiobook by Ashish Rai Chur. Chapter 1. Gossip. The Bible, Psalm 15, a Psalm of David, describes the kind of person who can commune with God, dwelling in his presence and worshiping him. Psalm chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly, and works righteousness, and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord, he who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. While there are several characteristics of such a person highlighted in this psalm, we focus on verse 3. Psalm chapter 15, verse 3 from the New Living Translation. Those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of their friends. Gossip, backbiting, and speaking evil of others are those sins, which we often take lightly, but these affect our relationship with God. These sins hinder our communion and worship of God and our experience of His presence. What gossip is? The dictionary definition for gossip is casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details which are not confirmed as true, taken from the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary. Gossip typically is idle talk or rumor, especially about personal or private affairs of others. It is the spreading of misinformation about people. In this book, we will use the following terms interchangeably: gossip, backbiting, slander, backstabbing, whisperer, talebearer, although there are some finer differences in the meaning of each. The Bible uses the word talebearer for a gossiper, backbiter, or slanderer. For the sake of our understanding, we will briefly define some of these terms, although we use them interchangeably. Backbiting is malicious talk about someone who is not present, harming someone's reputation without offering them a chance of defense. It is, as the word depicts, to bite them behind their backs. Backstabbing, the action of criticizing someone in a treacherous manner while pretending friendship with them. Slander is making a false, negative, malicious, and defamatory statement or report about someone. Tattletale or talebearer is one who reports the wrongdoings of others to an authority, usually with the intent of getting them into trouble, and not to resolve a problem. In the Old Testament, when giving instructions about the community life among His people, God stated, Exodus chapter 23, verse 1, "You shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness." Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16. "You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord." Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16 from the New Living Translation. Do not spread slanderous gossip among your people. Unfortunately, quite a few people enjoy gossip or talebearing and hence indulge in it. Gossip is like a sumptuous meal for some people. They enjoy engaging in gossip and talking about others. They feel they had their fill after spending an hour or so in gossip. Rumors sink into a person's heart. We think this is just light-hearted talk that amounts to nothing. But what is gossip that affects people? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8 and Proverbs chapter 26, verse 22 both state that the words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. What is not considered gossip? There are times when we do have to speak about others, talk about their strengths, weaknesses, and assess their failures. However, these are not considered gossip when it is done for a good purpose and in a non-malicious manner. Consider some examples. Casual talk or sharing of information without demeaning anyone. For example, you may share your experience about meeting someone and whether you found your time well spent, whether the outcome of the meeting was positive or negative, and discuss other related matters. In such situations, you give your honest assessment without any intent to demean anyone. sharing about a certain experience that may include what others said or did. Here again, you may share details, but you do this with no harm intended to any of the people involved. Professional assessment of an experience or evaluation of an individual or situation. This happens regularly in workplace situations. For example, when you are reporting about an interview of a candidate, doing performance appraisals, resolving a difficult situation, and so on. In these contexts, you honestly discuss strengths and weaknesses, good and bad, to present an accurate picture. Seeking to get a matter resolved. In situations where there has been conflict or problems, we review the series of events and things that transpired to arrive at a fair conclusion or decision on the next course of action. Here is what the scripture instructs us to do. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. When addressing a matter where there is wrongdoing or moral failure. In such situations, we need to address matters with all those involved, talk about the wrong that was done, and work toward correction and restoration. We do not attempt to hide the wrong that was done, but we address the matter as instructed in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Sin and wrongdoing must be acknowledged and repented of, as instructed in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. In exposing wrong so that people will not be led astray. There are times we may have to address matters of concern publicly and expose wrongdoing and wrongdoers. We do this with the intent of warning and protecting others, so that they may be preserved from harm and danger. While our hearts are filled with mercy and compassion toward the wrongdoers, we expose their wrongdoing for the greater good of others. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Those who are sinning rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20. In all the above situations, the underlying premise is to speak the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Reflection questions. If I make a close examination of my conversations, how often do I gossip and speak ill of others? Very often. Often. Sometimes. Rarely. How often do I enjoy listening to people gossip about others, without trying to stop the gossip or walk away from listening to it? Very often. Often. Sometimes. Rarely. Chapter 2. Common situations where gossip happens. Let us consider some common situations where we encounter gossip. Community gossip. Usually among a community that is connected for various reasons, news spreads as people talk to each other. We have residential communities, social communities, and many more. The local church is also a community where many people are connected because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and fellowship. In any community, there will and has to be sharing of information about each other. This is important and has its benefits. For example, about the local church community, the Bible does tell us. Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. If this is to be possible, it does mean that we need to get to know what is happening, the good and the bad, in each other's life. So, we rejoice, we weep, we suffer, we honor each other, and journey together in these things. We share life together. However, the sharing of such news must be done in an honorable manner, without engaging in gossip, backbiting, slander, backstabbing, or talebearing. Interestingly, we find, in several epistles, the issue of gossip and idle talk being addressed in relation to a local church or local community of believers. Writing to the Corinthian church, where Paul had to address the issue of sexual immorality and called the church to repentance, Apostle Paul was greatly concerned that when he visits them, he would find people engaging in backbitings and whisperings. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20. For I fear lest, when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults. As Paul writes to Timothy, who is overseeing the church at Ephesus, he states about young widows, and this would apply to all in general, that when they become idle, they begin to indulge in gossip, meddling in other people's business, and talking about things they ought not to. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13. And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not. Similarly, in writing to the Thessalonians, Paul rebukes those who are busybodies, people meddling in others' business. Part of this would include gossiping and idle talk about other people. Paul commands such people to get to work. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11-12. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. In local church communities, gossip happens in supposedly spiritual ways. Both congregation members and church leaders, that is pastors etc., engage in gossip and spreading rumors. Here are some common ways that gossip spreads among local church communities. Prayer requests. The conversation usually starts off with a very spiritual statement like this: "Oh, we really need to pray for so-and-so." And the rest of the conversation is all the dirt and gossip about that person, and it all ends with "just keep this in prayer." We use this prayer request facade to cover up what really is gossip. This needs to stop. Let us choose to stay away from this. Pastoral counseling and mentoring. People come to us, pastors and spiritual leaders, for spiritual help. In doing so, very often they share their personal struggles, failures, and other things which they may not do so with others. They share this in confidence and good trust. However, many pastors and spiritual leaders are guilty of breaking this trust by disclosing individual personal information to others in casual conversation. This is nothing but gossip, even when it is done by a spiritual leader. This needs to stop. What is shared in confidence must remain in confidence. Coattail association. Sometimes people like to ride on the coattails of more accomplished people, example a senior pastor or leader, by trying to show others that they are closely associated or connected with them. They do this by rattling off some personal and private information about the person whose coattail they want to ride on. Of course, others get impressed and think that this person who knows such inside information must be really close to that senior pastor or leader. This is nothing but gossip. If you are really a true friend and closely associated with your senior pastor or leader, you would not want to ride his coattail. You would not want to borrow his honor for yourself. You would be very careful before mentioning private matters in public. Pointing faults without resolving problems. People make mistakes. Even so, in a community, conflict will arise because someone somewhere made a mistake, may have done something wrong or handled a matter improperly. What happens often is that the offended party goes around talking about the wrong that was done to people, which indirectly becomes a smear campaign, defaming the person who made the mistake. It becomes gossip as more people begin to engage in passing on the information. All this increases division and strife in the community, without addressing or solving the problem. On the other hand, the scripture teaches us what to do in such situations. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Rather than pointing people's faults in public without resolving the matter, we must act in accordance with the Scripture and work toward bringing forgiveness, correction, and healing. Many of the things said in the context of a local church community can be applied to other communities as well. A community that engages in gossip will eventually self-destruct. Galatians chapter 5, verse 15. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Workplace gossip. Many of us spend a major part of our lives in the workplace. We are at work 5 to 6 days a week, spending about a quarter of our time each week at our workplaces. Unfortunately, many people at work engage in gossip, backbiting, slander, backstabbing, or talebearing. They may do this about the boss, their colleagues, or others they work with. They engage in gossip, speaking to coworkers about something someone else has done to malign their reputation, etc. Workplace gossip results in an unhealthy work environment. It also affects people emotionally and hence hampers individual or team performance. Eventually, the work environment gets so detestable that people, often the good people, leave and find employment elsewhere. They leave not because the pay was not good or the work was not exciting, but often because the work environment was distressing simply because of a few people who used to gossip and spread rumors. Good people who want to focus on their work don't really want to expend their time and energies fighting gossip and putting out rumor fires. They have better things to do. Social media gossip. Social media has also provided a much faster way to disseminate gossip. In only a matter of minutes, harmful gossip and rumors can spread online at the click of a button. An individual's reputation could be marred through a single article posted online. Reflection questions. Have you been the victim of community, workplace, or social media gossip? How were you affected by this? How did you handle it then? Looking back, could you have handled the situation differently? Chapter 3. Negative consequences of gossip. While gossip may not seem as heinous a crime as some other acts of violence, not many of us recognize the serious negative impact gossip has on us and others. While we have already stated a few negative consequences of gossip earlier, let us consider a few more in this chapter. Gossip is unproductive and time wasted. Sometimes hours can go by with people engaging in gossip. That is why it is called idle talk. It is completely unproductive. Not only is it time wasted, but often the ones engaging in gossip expend a lot of emotional energy as well and feel drained at the end of it. Sometimes people engage in gossip as a therapeutic measure to vent out or share one's emotions, especially when going through difficult times. While we agree with the importance of speaking out and sharing one's challenges, this must be done by speaking with the right people and in a healthy manner without tearing down another individual and with an effort to work toward a solution to the problem. Gossip erodes trust as a person's reputation is marred and character assassinated. The person who is gossiped about has no opportunity to explain himself while he is being assassinated and his reputation is destroyed. In a moment, people who hear false information arrive at conclusions about an individual's character, may judge the person incorrectly, and lose trust in that person. They end up with an inaccurate picture of who the individual is, simply because of being provided with wrong information through gossip. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. When you are a faithful friend, you will seek to stand by your friend and not reveal his failures to demean or destroy him. Sometimes, it can be shocking to meet someone for the first time and they seem to have already heard about you, and unfortunately, what they have heard has all been negative. Gossip seems to have traveled ahead and already brought disrepute and damage to your name even before you got there. So then you are faced with the huge task of trying to help that person really get to know you and make a fresh assessment of who you really are. Sometimes the thought of having to work through this can be demoralizing. Gossip affects people emotionally. Wrong information that spreads through gossip like wildfire can act on emotions, causing anxiety and demoralizing people. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 18. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 18 from the New Living Translation. Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. For example, in the workplace, employees can get demoralized as rumors circulate without any clear information as to what is factual and what is not. It creates an unhealthy work environment, and good employees would want to leave. Similarly, in a church community, if believers engage in gossip, backbiting, slander, and talebearing, it causes people to not want to be part of such a community, and they tend to drop out of church or leave. Shaming of individuals through gossip, either in person or online, can cause one's personal reputation to be damaged almost instantaneously. People lose their reputation and dignity and are put through a lot of emotional trauma simply through the uncompassionate act of gossip and slander. Consider the seriousness of the emotional impact of gossip, even on teenagers. In present times, teenagers are bullied online through social media by friends or schoolmates, gossiping and slandering them to the point where a few have committed suicide. This has even led to the coining of the term cyberbullying, which is the use of technology to harass, threaten, embarrass, or target another person, and is a serious thing. Gossip destroys relationships. Gossip, slander, and spreading of false information about others often results in breaking down of relationships. When people believe the lie they have heard, they are hurt. Feelings of anger and ill will set in, and good relationships are lost. Consider what the scriptures state. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 23 from the New Living Translation. As surely as a north wind brings rain, so a gossiping tongue causes anger. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. Small seeds of gossip can result in separating the best of friends, as mistrust and strife are sown. Relationships are destroyed. Gossip fuels wrong emotions and ill feelings. People are divided as they are forced to take sides. This can happen in the workplace or in any community. To maintain peace and harmony, we need to ensure that gossip stops. Reflection questions. What are some other negative consequences of gossip that you can think of? Are there some real-life situations that you have observed where gossip has affected people emotionally? What was the outcome? Are there some real-life situations that you have observed where gossip has destroyed relationships? What was the outcome? Were people reconciled, and were they able to bring an end to the gossip? If so, how did they go about doing this? Chapter 4. God's serious stand against gossip. In addition to what we have already seen in Scripture concerning gossip, backbiting, slandering, backstabbing, and talebearing, we would like to consider some of the serious rebukes concerning gossip that God makes in Scripture. One of the Ten Commandments God gave to His people is Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. This means you will not speak lies, misrepresent, or spread false information about your neighbor. God rebukes His people for indulging in slander and warns that He will step in to bring correction and set things in order. Psalm chapter 50, verses 19 through 21. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother, you slander your own mother's son. these things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you, and set them in order before your eyes. Being a false witness, speaking lies about other people, and sowing discord among brethren are among the things that are detestable to God. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil. A false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. As we have seen earlier, one of the ways we sow discord or disunity among people is through gossip and slander. This is something that God hates. A slanderer is called a fool. Gossip then is a foolish thing to be involved in. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. Romans chapter 1 verses 28 through 32 puts gossip and backbiting in the same list as murder, immorality, etc. Romans chapter 1 verses 28 through 32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers or gossipers. Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. The warning those who practice such things are deserving of death includes gossipers and backbiters. Such is God's solemn stand against gossip. To put it plainly, gossiping is sin. It is an offense before God. In essence, gossip, backbiting, slander, backstabbing, and talebearing are things we must not engage in at all. Reflection questions. If the Bible is so clear about the sin of gossip, backbiting, slander, backstabbing, and talebearing, why is it that believers still engage and participate in doing this? Chapter 5. How do you handle gossip? What can we do if we find ourselves in situations where people around us begin to gossip, slander, backbite, and spread rumors? What should we do if we become victim to such things? How should we respond and handle the disrepute, emotional hurt, and other effects of false information being spread about us? Rise above gossip. To begin with, each of us personally must make a determined choice and be disciplined that we will not engage in or participate in gossip in any way. We will not descend to such a low level of conversation and activity. Even when we inadvertently find ourselves in places and situations where people gossip, we will not participate and will not engage in gossip. Psalm chapter 34, verse 13. Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking deceit. Psalm chapter 39, verse 1. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue, I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. Psalm chapter 139, verse 4. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. We will restrain ourselves and refuse to sin against God. We know we cannot hide our gossip from God, even if we were to whisper it. Don't say anything behind someone that you would not say in front of them. How you say something in their absence should be the same as how you would say it in their presence. Keep your heart clean and free from offense or ill feeling toward anyone. Purpose to always walk in love. This way you will not speak evil of people to demean, harm, or destroy them. Matthew chapter 15, verse 19. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Romans chapter 13, verse 9. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Refuse to retaliate. You do not win over gossip by spreading gossip. Confront lovingly if possible. Where possible, address the matter with the person who initiated the rumor and false information, or the people engaged in gossip. Lovingly help them see the harm that is being done through the spreading of gossip. Encourage them to rise above this and address the real issue with the person or persons directly involved without having to gossip about the matter. Let it die out. Don't fuel gossip. Allow for the gossip to die out. The less said, the better in such situations. As more people refuse to participate, the story will eventually die out. When possible, choose to counteract gossip by speaking positive things about the individual or situation. Help people see the better side of things. Gossip and rumors are based on half-truths, on incomplete information, or false information. So, by speaking of the better side of things, we counteract the half-truths that are spreading. Pray, forgive, and release. If you are the victim of slander and gossip, pray. The Lord will come to your defense. Psalm chapter 31, verses 13 through 16. For I hear the slander of many, fear is on every side, while they take counsel together against me, they scheme to take away my life. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord, I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand, deliver me from the hand of my enemies, and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant, save me for your mercy's sake. When people gossip about you and spread rumors about you, it hurts. It is painful. Release your pain and feelings of hurt to God in prayer. Talk to God about the matter. Pour out your heart and feelings to Him. Release forgiveness toward those who are doing this. Choose to love them despite what they are doing. There could be betrayal, revenge, and other wrong motives behind what they are doing. But you choose to still love them with the love of God. You choose to still forgive and release them, and look to God for your defense and vindication. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 28. Let us make our community a gossip-free zone. Let us be a community of people who have zero tolerance for gossip, backbiting, slander, backstabbing, and talebearing. Gossip, backbiting, slander, backstabbing, talebearing, these will not exist among us. Gossip is a weed that troubles and chokes God's beautiful garden, the church. Let us create a culture and develop self-discipline that keeps His garden weed free. Reflection questions. Are there specific situation or situations you are currently facing where you need to overcome gossip, slander, and backbiting? What are some things you can do specific to your situation or situations to overcome? Chapter 6. Prayer. Prayer of confession and repentance. Dear Father in heaven, I confess that I have not been watchful about my speech. I have knowingly and sometimes unknowingly gossiped, slandered, and spoken ill of others. I am guilty of spreading rumors and damaging people's reputation. I repent of my wrongdoing and ask you to please forgive and cleanse me from my sin, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I renounce this lifestyle of gossiping. Also, please set a watch over my tongue so that I may not continue in gossip, slander, and speaking ill of others. I thank you for doing this. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer for those who have been hurt by gossip in the past. Dear Father, I pour out my heart to you because I know you love and care for me. You know my innermost thoughts and feelings. You know that I have felt hurt and pain because of the gossip, slander, and rumors that have been spread about me by, name the people or situation. I bring my hurt and emotions to you and ask you to heal me of my pain. Heal my emotions and my memories, O Lord. With the strength of the Holy Spirit and the power He gives me to love, I release forgiveness to those who have hurt me. I release the love of God that has been poured into my heart to them. I ask that you divinely intervene on my behalf and release my life from any damage caused by these rumors, gossip, and slander. Grace my life with your favor and honor. Let your hand lift me up. You, O Lord, are my glory and the lifter of my head. Lord, I look to you and my eyes are upon you alone. Thank you, Father, for your work in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer for those in the middle of situations where gossip is happening. Dear Father, I pour out my heart to you because I know you love and care for me. You know my innermost thoughts and feelings. You know that I have felt hurt and pain because of the gossip, slander, and rumors that have been spread about me by, name the people or situation. I bring my heart and emotions to you and ask you to heal me of my pain. With the strength of the Holy Spirit and the power He gives me to love, I release forgiveness to those who have hurt me. I release the love of God that has been poured into my heart to them. I ask that you divinely intervene on my behalf and cause these rumors, gossip, and slander to stop and surround me with your favor. Place honor on my life and let your hand lift me up. Lord, I look to you and my eyes are upon you alone. Thank you, Father, for your work in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. This audiobook has been produced and distributed by All People's Church and World Outreach, Bangalore, India. For free books and audiobooks, please visit apcwo.org/books. For free teaching sermons, please visit apcwo.org/sermons. Unless otherwise indicated, all scripture references are from the New King James Version of the Holy Bible. Used with permission. All free resources from All People's Church may be shared and distributed freely.